Thank you for joining me for today's episode of Wholesome Erotica. The following is an erotic short story by literotica author Rascal Rick and is intended for mature audiences only. This short story is about a male hotel staff member's encounter with a male guest in the hot tub and sauna. Please enjoy this reading of The Libido Inn. Back in the mid-80s, I was employed in the hotel business on the overnight shift. While I had a wide array of responsibilities in this corporate-style hotel, my primary duty was that of a front desk agent and concierge. As the busiest times for an occupancy were Tuesday through Saturday, my regular off days were Sunday and Monday. This suited me well, for I was able to take care of any personal errands like shopping on the Monday, thus giving me Sunday to rest and acclimate back to staying up during the day. On one particular Saturday, I had wrecked my back somewhat and was in a measure of discomfort. The manager on duty, who appreciated the fact that I kept things running smoothly during the night with rarely a need for a phone call, mentioned that if my back was still hurting the next day, he would leave word that I had permission to use the hot tub on the lower level of the building. When you took the elevator to the basement level, you walked down a hallway to a door. Once inside, the sauna was in front of you, about 10 feet away. To the right were men's and women's washrooms and change rooms, and to the left was a self-contained hot tub room. Built into the ground, it had indoor-outdoor carpet surrounding the tile-lined round tub. Three switches adorned the wall. One for four of the overhead lights, another switch for two overhead perimeter lights in the room, and the third switch turned the interior underwater hot tub lights on, currently a deep red color. The timer dial for the tub's jets were adjacent to the switches. I knew the area well, as I was the one who was tasked with locking the area prior to my desk duties. When Sunday morning came, I went home and slept for a few hours, taking a couple of anti-inflammatory pills to help decrease the back pain. I awoke around 1 p.m. feeling much better. There was little, if any, pain, and I thought I would not need the use of the hot tub for my back. By dinner time, my back was still fine, and I didn't really want to go to the hotel for half an hour to soak. But as the evening wore on, I began to think that maybe it would do my back some good. It certainly wouldn't hurt. So around 8:30 or so, I arrived at the hotel, and as promised, the manager on duty had left instructions that I would be permitted to use the facilities that evening. So with my small bag containing my bathing suit and towel, I took the elevator downstairs, entered the door, and proceeded to the change room. It took a few minutes to change, and I also decided to use the washroom while there, forsaking the need to get out of a warm water tub later to do so. The light in the hot tub room was on, and it was running. Inside, an older gent was sitting in the whirlpool, and he looked up as I entered the room. I hung my towel up on one of the hooks and gingerly sat on the edge of the hot tub, slowly lowering myself into the swirling and bubbling water. At the time, I was fairly slim, about 125 pounds, and being 5'10", I would probably have been classified as a twink, although I knew nothing of the term or what it referred to back then. As I sat enjoying the relaxing swirl of water, I took notice of the gentleman opposite me in the hot tub. As I found out later, his name was Tom, and he was staring at me, although doing his best not to show it. I had a rush and tingle through my body, wondering what was going through his mind as he stared. Despite the warm water, I felt a rising inside my bathing suit, and wondered if maybe, just maybe, there was an opportunity in the offing. I decided to test that theory in both a subtle and overt manner. I slowly lifted myself out of the water, sitting on the tiled edge of the tub. I purposely squeezed my legs together, emphasizing the bulge in my very fitted and slim bathing suit, leaning slightly back on my hands and holding the position for a minute or so before slipping back beneath the water. At this point, I could have sworn one of his arms was moving slightly, and he was full on staring at me right now. The thought of him playing with himself while looking at me got me even harder, and I decided right then to take a chance. Slowly and deliberately, I slipped out of my bathing suit, taking a minute or so to do it so it didn't seem obvious. I clutched it in my hand, breathing heavily, wondering if I really should go through with this, if he was not staring at me, nor fantasizing about me. I could very well lose my position for what I was about to do. But my hormones were raging right now, and common sense gave way to my libido. Hesitantly, I raised myself out of the whirlpool, my legs pressed together, my erection sticking straight upward. I closed my eyes and leaned back slightly, waiting to see what would happen. I heard the sloshing of water, and after a few brief moments, felt a tentative touch on my leg. The hand traced its way up my leg and came to rest on my erection. I groaned softly and opened my eyes to look at him. He was breathing heavily and trembling slightly, but his grip remained. I put my hand on his, gently removing it, and stood up. I walked slowly to the light switches, turning off the overhead one and turned on the interior lights. The room glowed in a crimson hue as I walked back, sat on the edge, then slipped into the water. He sat as well, moving right beside me, and extended his hand under the water, reaching for and finally grasping at my erection once again. He started stroking at me, and I closed my eyes, moaning softly. His pace increased, as did my sounds, and my breathing became heavier and more labored. He moved right against me, putting his arm around my shoulders and stroked faster, and it took just a few more moments before I cried out loudly, guttural grunts echoing in the room as I spurted several times under the water. He continued stroking until I began to soften, and my breathing started to return to normal. I slowly stood up and motioned for him to stand as well. I eased him to a seated position on the edge of the tub and placed both my hands on his legs, gently rubbing up and down his thighs, each stroke slowly moving upward towards the center of his bathing suit. His short-style bathing suit had a noticeable bulge on the front, and as my hand landed upon it, he groaned loudly and began to squirm. I moved in front of him and knelt down on the ledge inside the tub, pulling down on the front of his bathing suit. A hard erection sprang forth, about 5 inches in cut, and it pulsated a few times as I traced my finger over the shaft and onto the head. He was a little shorter than I, with a bit of a middle-aged spread, perhaps in his mid-50s. He let out a few sharp breaths as I toyed with his swollen head, and I slowly but surely moved closer. He was leaning back on his hands, breathing more and more heavily, and as I took him firmly in my hand, he groaned, then gasped when he felt my pursed lips encircle his erection. He leaned back to the point where he was lying down on the carpeting, and I moved up a little higher, pulling his suit down to his knees, and started to suck and lick at him harder and faster. His body twisted side to side as I continued sucking at him, groans and sharp cries escaping him as he got closer and closer. Finally, he could not hold on any longer. He sat partially upright, a strained look on his face, before collapsing back down. His hips thrust upward, and I wrapped my arms around him and held tightly, continuing to lick furiously, feeling spurt after spurt erupt from him, a loud cry escaping at each one. I removed my mouth and began light and soft kisses around his pubic region, causing him to squirm at first, then writhe, and finally start to laugh. And the more I kissed, the more intense his laughter became. Finally, he started trying to push my head away, but I deflected his hands, now pinning them on the floor, and continued kissing even faster. He was also starting to harden again, something that did not escape my notice. He shook his head violently, trying to contain himself while pleading for some relief, but I was not about to stop, as I found his ticklishness and somewhat submissive begging very arousing. For the next few minutes, I found and exploited every sensitive spot he had, listening to his pleas for me to stop, but also noticing that his rigidity became more and more pronounced. Finally, I raised him back to a seating position, pulled his trunks off completely, set them down on the carpeted floor, and slipped back under the water, beckoning him to join me. He settled back into the hot tub as well, and there began a lot of fondling and groping, and after a little hesitancy, some very intense kissing. But I knew the hour was getting late, so I broke our kiss, putting my hands on his shoulders. It was getting close to closing time for the area, and I would definitely prefer to keep my activities private, so I explained that they would be coming here soon to lock everything up. He looked a little perplexed. I explained that I worked there and was given permission to use this area this evening, and that normally I wouldn't have been here, as staff are not allowed to use the facilities. He nodded. I explained that we could just stay there, but when they came to shut things down, to make sure they saw him leave, I would remain and hide in the sauna under the benches, and once the facilities were locked, they wouldn't be coming back until the area opened again. I would let him in, and we could get back to playing. He was very agreeable to this. Exuberantly so, and we went into the change room to get dressed. When we exited, I went immediately into the sauna area. Almost on cue, the night person came into the facility area. I heard him ask if there were any other people around, and Tom said there weren't. I saw the sauna door open, and I stayed under the bench as far in as I could. But the lights were off, and even from just peeking inside the door, you could see there was no one inside. I waited and listened to hear doors close as he checked the change rooms, and finally heard the exterior door close. I waited a few minutes before venturing out, There was enough residual light through the side window to the right of the entry door frame to see clearly, so I stood out of sight and waited patiently. Finally, I heard a light knock on the door and peered around the corner. Tom was waiting impatiently, and I opened the door quickly, then closed it quietly. No one would suspect we were in there, and although we would not be there until the facility reopened at 6 a.m., we would be undisturbed and free to explore one another, albeit quietly. As there were occasional security walkthroughs of the general basement area, we disrobed quickly, leaving our clothes in a heap on the carpet in the whirlpool area. Immediately, we embraced and resumed our intense kissing, standing pressed against one another. I reached down, grasping his fully stiff erection, and he groaned through the kissing, squirming slightly as I began to tug and pull at him. I eased him against the propped open door of the whirlpool area, slowly kneading, and once again brought my head towards his erection. I was spurred on by his breathing, coming in great hungry gasps, and slowly took his erection into my mouth. His head tipped back quickly, so quickly in fact that he softly bumped it against the door. My hands traced their way up his thighs, to his stomach and chest, finally landing on his nipples, which had a wonderful rigidity to them. I started sucking at him as my thumb and finger began to tease and twist his nipples, causing loud groans to escape him. He began to shift his position from side to side, and finally I wrapped my arms around his hips to keep him in position, now licking and sucking both faster and harder. He let out a couple of sharp cries, and I had to shush him, lest someone passing in the hallway might hear. He tried to quiet himself, but was obviously struggling with the sensations I was causing him. I kept sucking, now relishing a slight pleasurable discomfort, and as I continued, his breathing became more shallow and rapid, his movements more unruly, and he finally uttered a low, guttural grunt and almost doubled over. I felt a hard spurt, then a second, with more streaming and oozing from his erection, and I continued sucking, feeling him slowly soften while still in my mouth. I raised myself to a standing position, and he had his eyes closed, breathing deeply as he continued to soak in the experience. When he opened his eyes, he slowly dropped to his knees and without any hesitation took my erection in his hand, guiding it slowly into his mouth. He groaned and began to suck, then licked furiously at the head, his moans even louder than my own as he continued. But he stopped abruptly, motioned for me to wait for a moment. He knelt down on the floor again, this time assuming a position on all fours, spreading himself wide and hunching his hips down in anticipation. Despite my hesitation for bareback play, I eagerly slid closer to him and moved right up against his buttocks, moving closer to his anal opening until the tip of my erection gently pressed against him. He groaned loudly, slightly raising his buttocks in the air to meet it. I pushed my hips forward, with my erection now partially penetrating him. He cried aloud, clenching his hands tightly. I grasped his thighs from behind, and while pulling them back, I thrust forward, burying my rigidity completely inside him. A loud grunt escaped him, then several short, sharp cries as I started to slowly thrust in and out of him. I put my hands on his shoulders, and I started a rhythmic and regular thrust into him. I asked in a gruff manner if he liked having a hard erection buried inside him, pushing myself as deeply as I could inside him and holding it in as I said it. A guttural grunt escaped him. I tightened my hands roughly on his shoulders, so I was essentially holding him in place. He nodded vigorously, his hands now slapping at the wet carpet on the floor. "So, you like having a hard cock fucking your ass?" I demanded, waiting for an answer before continuing. He nodded his head several times and uttered a slight shriek, and with that I continued, pushing inside him as deeply as I could with each thrust, feeling his anal muscles contract and relax around my erection. I whispered to him that he should slowly lie down completely on the floor. As he did, I followed until I was on top of him fully. As such, his anal muscles contracted tightly around my erection, causing even louder groans from him. I should have been worried about both his and our noises potentially alerting someone passing through the basement area, but I was far too engrossed in what I was doing to notice that. I leaned forward a bit more, grasping his wrists and pinning them in his arms on the floor. After a couple of minutes, I started to feel it rise inside me, but I was in no danger of coming. Not just yet, anyway. He, however, was making very overwhelming noises. Grunts, groans, cries, and his breathing was becoming more and more rapid and shallow. As he was pressed down on the floor, and especially with me fully on top and my weight on him, his erection was rubbing constantly on the surface, bringing him to the edge. Quite suddenly, he cried aloud, his hands clenched tightly, then uttered several guttural grunts as he gyrated his hips against the carpet. I continued pushing into him, now aware of what was happening, and tried to further intensify things. I whispered in his ear and asked him if he had just come. He was so engrossed in the remnants of the orgasm that he only groaned. I growled softly into his ear that it was my turn, and got a moan of approval. I pushed harder and faster, and was rewarded with an intense eruption inside him, then a second. I continued pushing into him until I started to soften, then just lay there on top of his back, both of us panting slightly. Sure enough, once I righted myself to a kneeling position, he raised himself off the floor. A small pool of sticky white liquid coated the carpet. We just knelt there for a few minutes, recovering from the effort expended by both of us. Slowly, we both slipped back into the whirlpool, resuming the kissing and fondling, standing up occasionally to tightly embrace each other before slipping back under the water. After some time, we finally exited the hot tub, dried one another off and dressed, and I began to wonder if I would have the opportunity to see him again. This was before email and personal cell phones, and neither of us brought a pen and paper, so exchanging numbers was not going to be easy. But he had an idea, a good idea, which we acted upon. He left the area and made his way back to his room on the fourth floor. I stayed down there for several minutes, ensuring the coast was clear, before going to the end of the hallway and taking the back stairwell up to his floor. He was waiting for me as I exited the stairwell, and I quickly entered his room, and he closed the door. I wrote my number down on a piece of paper for him, and he handed me a folded note. Curious, I was about to open it when he stopped me, asking that I wait until I got home before reading it. We kissed again, a long, passionate, and intense one, before I made my way out of the room and back down the stairwell, which at the bottom led to the parking lot in the back of the hotel. I drove home and settled down on the couch, deciding that I could not wait any longer. I unfolded the note. At the very top of it was his name and phone number, and under it was a very brief and to-the-point statement. Next time, you can suck, tickle, and fuck me as often as you want. I will be a complete slave to your desires. Tom.
I find chance encounters like this to be thrilling stories. The connection these two gay men made to subtly communicate interest before very quickly escalating to sexual activity is fascinating to read as a straight male reader that is accustomed to the cat-and-mouse flirting behaviors found in more fleshed-out stories of heterosexual encounters. Where I think this work could have improved, though, was in the scene building before the main character reaches the hot tub. By then, the reader gets a full mental schematic of the hotel's layout, which may have actually been the author's intention in order to communicate any amount of risk to the setup. I think this amount of environmental detail failed to build that risk any more than mentioning a patrolling employee would have achieved. If you enjoyed this reading and commentary, please consider following for future content and sharing with your sex-positive friends. If you have a short story you would like me to read or have any suggestions for improvement, please leave a review or send a message to me on social media.